Right, well, it's good to see Margaret Mills back with us again this afternoon. And last week you were talking about folklore cures, and I think you've got another one this week. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. As usual, you may not want to try this at home. Definitely not as prescribed by your friendly GP. Mm-hmm. So bear that in mind. Today I'm going to talk about arthritis and rheumatism. Mm-hmm. Now, a sovereign folklore remedy for arthritis and rheumatism, then as now, was wearing a piece of copper round your wrist. How many people today swear by copper bracelets? Mm. And okay, the medical profession, I think the jury's out on this, but it's interesting when you look back at the records and documented information that copper bracelets as a remedy goes back over 1,500 years.
Well, if it works for you, it's no problem.
Exactly. So for 1,500 years, some people have been deciding it's worth a try. Mm-hmm. Now, that's only one thing you can do for arthritis, rheumatism, joint problems. A sovereign folklore remedy was to carry in your pocket a potato, not a cooked potato, I hasten to add, a raw potato or a nutmeg.
Really?
In your pocket was thought to be a sovereign remedy against joint problems and aches and pains from things like arthritis and rheumatism.
Well, I don't see there's any risk in trying that one.
Absolutely
or,
not.
Or indeed wearing the copper band. You could do both.
No, the only thing that could be slightly embarrassing is if you're going somewhere and a potato or a nutmeg falls out of your pocket. People might just question why you're carrying around with you a nutmeg or a raw potato.
You can say I'm a chip off the old block.
Well, exactly. If you don't mind people asking you, my tip would be have an excuse ready.
Yeah. All right. Thanks very much indeed, Margaret.
Thank you very much.
And what are you going to be doing next week?
Thanks, Scott. Next week I'm going to be looking at Castle Headingham.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Well, we look forward to that. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.